Levin out, middle of the ground, Woods ahead, dummies, looks at the line, he's over! The West Tiger front rower is over! Aaron Woods, Leichhardt is rejoicing at the moment.
Yeah, young legs, bit of power, that's what you want. Young Phil has taken it upon themselves to make the difference.
The Blues, they want to relive 2014, don't they? And that was the big triumph in the last 11 years. They've got a good squad and a man who's going to be busting for his state is Aaron Woods. G'day, Woodsy.
Hello, mate. How are you going?
Good, mate. It's all started. This is a massive, massive week. You're in camp. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's been really good. We got in the camp on Monday. Got to see who's in the side. Good to have a chat with Laurie. He spoke to all the boys about, you know, what he expects from the week and, you know, have a bit of fun, but then we got to work hard and, you know, it's just good to be back in camp with all the boys. It's a really exciting time ahead.
Yesterday, mate, you got to spend some time with people in Mwillimbah affected by those floods, so that's doing you a little bit in the community. And when do you start knuckling down to training?
Yeah, it's always the first couple of days. You've got a lot of, you know, promos and media engagements. You want to get rid of them straight away. So then once that does happen, we can focus on our footy. And today's our first day. We've got a session this morning. We'll go through all our plays. And I think the spine, the 9, 7, 6, and 1, will sit down with Loz and see what structures they want to play throughout the game. So it all starts now. We've had a little bit of fun on the first night. Had a couple of beers. And now we've just got to knuckle down and get ready for the game Wednesday. And the preparation starts now.
And the articles this morning are that Mitchell Pearce has been given the ropes, mate. He's been told that you are going to run it. You're going to be analysing the video footage, the team meetings. You'll have a good voice piece there. But that's probably no different to any side, is it, Woodsy? Number 7 gets that opportunity?
Yeah, your 7 and 6 normally dominate, and especially the 7. He's the one that's got his hands on the ball most of the game. So it's not uncommon, but... You know, and Mitchell's been in some really good form at the Roosters this year. And, you know, a lot of people are saying career best form, which I agree with. So I think, you know, the team's in a really good shape. And Mitchell will just have to guide and direct the boys around the field.
Mate, obviously, you got one game back after that groin injury, that hamstring injury. How did it pull up after those minutes for the West Tigers? And are you confident of playing, you know, significant minutes for Origin number 1? How's your fitness?
Yeah, it was good. I was pretty nervous going to the game. You know, it's always like that when you have an injury. But after about 10 minutes, you sort of just get in the flow of the game. You don't even remember the injury. So, you know, it was just good for the headspace to get through it. And, yeah, look, I only really missed 2 games. So I didn't really miss too much running. I was still doing running on the side. So this was still there. And yeah, hopefully get as many minutes as I can for New South Wales. And, you know, it's just one of those games where you sort of, it's just you're playing on all adrenaline. So it doesn't matter if you haven't played or not beforehand. You just do things that, you know, the blood's just pumping and everything's just going for you.
Jake Trbojevic in there. You've got Pete's in there, mate. They're fresh-faced. How are they going?
Yeah, really good. I've got to know Jakey really well. I did the tour with him at the end of last year. So, you know, having Jakey here is having one of my best mates in camp because he's such a great fella. And Pete's, you know, I grew up with Pete as well. So it's a massive, you know, I'm so happy for him to be here. He's worked his backside off. You know, he's had a few ups and downs in his career with injury. And just to see where he is now, I'm so, so happy for him. And well, they're two great blokes that have fit in so well in this group. And everybody loves them. They're just champion fellas.
Mate, massive series for everybody involved with New South Wales, as they always are. But now there's been some young guys who have been blooded by Laurie, including yourself there, mate. And you now see yourself as a leader. What do you want to achieve from the series, both as a team and obviously a victory would be good, but for yourself as well?
Oh, definitely. You want to win. That's the main goal. But, you know, I think we have Queensland on the ropes at times. I think we just got to be able to put them away, you know. In those crucial moments, the biggest thing about Origin is when you get your opportunity, you got to take it. And I don't think we've done that the last 2 years. You know, in 14, we did win it. We didn't get many opportunities, but when they did open up, we just took them with both hands. So I think that's probably the biggest thing that we've all learned over the last couple of years. And like you said, there's been a lot of players that have played the last 2 or 3 series. So, so just when those crunch time does come, we've got to be able to take it with both hands and take it straight away.
Billy, not there, mate. You happy?
Oh, look, people, you know, it's still going to have Darius Boyd there. He's the Australian fullback at the moment, so he's such a great player. So it was different. I thought Billy would definitely be there, but, you know, they didn't go with him. So it's like anything, but you lose a good player and another great player comes in. So I'm sure Darius Boyd is going to be licking his lips if he's playing fullback for Queensland again.
Matt Scott not there. That makes it a bit easier for you.
Matty Scott is a great player. So, you know, they do lose a little bit of leadership. But then a young bloke like Dylan Appa comes in, who's been playing more than 40 at Roosters. So they're still a good pack. But to be honest with you, TK, mate, we're not really, you know, we just want to focus on ourselves and worry about how we're going to play.
Are you going to have a hit out at Suncorp beforehand?
I don't think so. I think we're doing all our training down here and we'll do a cap run and then drive up on the Tuesday arvo. So, yeah I don't think we're going to be doing one up there.
Is that, I sort of get this theory, is that just to take the might of Suncorp out of it, mate, and just sort of say, well, a footy field's a footy field?
Yeah, pretty much so. There's no Suncorp on a Wednesday night in Origin. It's completely different than any stadium I've played at, mate. But look, I think it's just to keep us in a good mindset, you know, keep us away, not think about footy 24/7, and we're at a really nice place in Kingsley. It's nice, relaxing, and just where we can worry about our own jobs. And then, you know, once we train, we really, really rip in. And then when we're away from footy, just relax. You know, we normally get up to Brisbane on a Sunday. And I just think, you know, we sort of sit around and just think about the game too much. And it's a good point by Laurie. All the boys are excited to be down here and stuck in one place for a long time.
Boyd Cordner, mate, he's not one of the boys anymore. He's the skipper. He's only been in camp a couple of days. Have you noticed a little bit? Is any difference about him?
Nah, Boydie's just a natural leader. He does things the way he wants to do it. And, you know, 10 times out of 10, it's the right way anyway, because he's such a leader. And, you know, it's really well deserved. He's had his hard times as well. I grew up with Boydie. I've known him since 2015. So, but I'm that proud and that pumped for him to be the skipper. Look, he's not one of the biggest of talkers, but he's just a bloke that leads with his actions. And, you know, the way he's been playing for the Roosters has been unbelievable. And he's one bloke that won't take a backward step. And, you know, when it comes to Wednesday night, you know, I know how proud he's going to be. And leading us boys out, mate, I couldn't be any prouder of him as well at the same time.
Mate, can Jared Hayne do what he did when New South Wales won the series? Can he be that player again?
I hope so. But, look, you know, we just want Jared to do his job. You know, if he does do the make a lot of line breaks or put some big hits on, that's, you know, that's a bonus for us. But at the moment, you know, a lot of people are going to be expecting him to be exactly like 2014. But as a team, we just want him to do his job and do what he does best, you know, when he puts that sky blue jersey on. So, you know, we're not looking for him to score 3 tries and all that. We just want him to do his job. And if he does get that, it's a massive bonus for our side. And, you know, it'll be massive for us on Wednesday.
Yeah, I reckon this could be it for him. Like, it's the big stage again, Woodsy. And right, ever since he sort of took
loves
on
it,
what he did in the US and the Sevens briefly, this might be the springboard for him again.
Yeah, he's a big game player.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Once you put 80,000 or 50,000 in front of him, the big fella just, that's it. That's his stage, mate. And he, the big game players, they arrive at the big stage. So I think you have a good game. But like I said, we just want him to be the player like Jared Hayne and do his job.
All right, throw it out there, mate. Who are you going to bash? If you can bash one of them, who would you like to bash?
Mate, I don't know. We'll wait till Wednesday night.
All of them, TK.
All of
the Queenslanders, mate.
I was wanting one of those Glenn McGrath, you know, he's my buddy, we win 5-0 comments, Woodsy.
I knew you. I know you, yeah, mate. Well, we just want to win this first game.
That's right.
Take these games of time, mate.
That's it. Exactly.
Good to chat, mate.
Have a great week, mate.
Yeah,
enjoy
the camp, mate. And we'll probably talk next Thursday after you win, okay?
No worries, boys. Appreciate it.
You're a good man. Aaron Woods there. He's laid back, isn't he?
He's good.
Woodsy?
He's good.
We're big supporters of him, quite clearly. He's our Wednesday expert, I should say, on the Big Sports Breakfast.